What's going on with Amy and TJ? Amy Robach, TJ Holmes, we call them Hobach. Well, they have a podcast now, and the latest thing, other than the guest that I'm going to talk about in just a minute here, is that on an episode, TJ Holmes cried, Amy Robach compared herself to Liz Taylor.
What?
Exactly.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting spin on their story, but, you know, however you want to view it, they're trying to make their way in the world of podcasting. It's not been easy for them.
Yeah.
I don't think that they were prepared for the realness that they would have to bring and how unnatural that would be for them, quite honestly. Coming from a broadcast news standpoint, they're not always giving their, well, they're just advised you're not supposed to give your personal opinions, and then going from something that's like now all the entire content is your personal opinion is a rough transition.
Well, and beyond that, they're responsible for managing all of that and running all of that, whereas in their old positions working for a major broadcaster, everybody is taking care of all that stuff around them, but they're the ones that have to drive it when they're doing it for themselves, which sometimes you realize that maybe you are talented in front of the camera, but not at all the other business stuff that you need to do behind the scenes.
And in a previous podcast, Amy had cried about that because she felt distant from TJ because she was used to working with him in a capacity where they were, you know, it was an environment where they had producers who put together segments for them, and they weren't responsible for the ratings in a way that they are for this, because it's all their own, you know, and booking guests and everything. So, but they had another cheater on their podcast, Gavin Rosdale.
Who's that again? He was with...
he's the front man for No Doubt. Bush.
Oh, yeah, Bush, but No Doubt being...
Gwen Stefani was married to Gavin Rosdale and had three kids with him. Well, I do have some audio of him on the TJ and Amy's podcast, talking about how divorce has been hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
My parents were both married three times each. You know, it's a sort of very colorful background. And so I never thought I'd ever get divorced. So if there's a simple shame in my life, it's that when you see the kids, that sometimes there's a loss. You know, it'd be nice if there was a sort of a more connection for the person who made them with me.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? So that side of it. So I feel bad for my kids. That's it. And the rest of it is like, it comes with the territory. Wish I, you know, could have just figured out a way to not have that in their lives. It wasn't fun for me to be from a broken home. So I think in a way it gave me a career. So I don't mind, because I turned it around into sort of an interesting career path. But it can be quite debilitating for kids, as you know. The overriding thing is just like, you don't want to let your kids down.
And, you know, on the outside, you're like, okay, that's I understand that. And I do know how hard it is for people to deal with divorce with kids. And, you know, it's can be tricky to deal with your ex. In part of it, though, as a lot of people pointed out in the comments, he says, I wish there could have been a way that it didn't happen. And people were like, here's a way. Don't cheat on Gwen Stefani.
Oh.
Because, you know, I also noticed that Amy and TJ did not bring up, like, or ask him any hard questions about, like, now you cheated and everyone knows that you cheated with the nanny. The nanny, I mean, her name was Mindy Mann. We knew all about it. It was like, it wasn't like, oh, rumor has it the nanny was involved. No, this was like, caught red-handed, just, you know, you're with the nanny. So that is why they got divorced.
So it's basically like, hey, if you didn't want your kids to deal with divorce, maybe don't sleep with the nanny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Which is what people said over and over again in the comments to him. And just the fact that, like, I'm like, okay, are they not going to bring up, you know, the fact that what caused things?
Yeah.
Like, of course, they're not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. Just because, well, you
well,
know.
And also they started a relationship by adultery. So
that's right.
They're probably not going to want to draw attention to that.
Yes. Well, shocking. Good luck to him.
Good luck to them.
And you know what, Bradley?
What, Dawn?
Maybe next we can talk about the story where we're supposed to talk about here, which was Uber and Lyft.
I mean, you know, we don't have to. We did tell people we were going to talk about that.
Yeah, we did. So we are going to fulfill our promise. I got really excited about talking about Gavin Rossdale, and I could have just scrolled down and seen that the top of my screen was actually the middle.
It's all good. It's been a busy news day. There's lots going on in the world. We learned about Kate Middleton. That was actually probably the biggest, I would say that is going to be the biggest story of the week. Do you find it interesting? And before we go to break, we will talk about the Uber Lyft thing when we come back. But we did get an email from a listener who pointed this out, and I hadn't even thought about this yet. This news that Kate Middleton has and is undergoing cancer treatment came out on a Friday afternoon. What does that usually mean?
I'm getting fired.
What?
They usually fire people on Friday afternoon.
No. But like when they drop stories on a Friday afternoon, usually it's because they don't want anyone talking about it and they hope that it'll go away by Monday.
Right. That's probably the case.
This story is not going to go away anytime soon.
Maybe they're hoping that people will direct their attention to the weekend and then it won't be as bad to deal with, you know, if people have the weekend of their own. It's probably a smart idea, I guess. But it is a good observation.
But I don't think it is smart because, again, you wanted everyone to see this news. Why? The only reason you're doing this news is to get people to shut up about figuring out where Kate is.
That's true.
And yet they try to bury it from a PR standpoint. Anyway, thank you to Valerie. She pointed that out on
Thank you,
email.
Valerie.
And that was a good point. Dawn, when we come back, thank you for updating us on Gavin Rossdale. But when we come back, we are going to talk about Uber and Lyft disappearing. You okay?
I'm okay. Yeah.
You sure you don't want to talk about?
Nope. I really do want to know what's going on.
Fabulous. Because Uber and Lyft is set to possibly leave by May 1st. What? How is that even possible? Well, beyond that story, we're just going to speculate what the world would be like without Uber and Lyft in our lives after having it for however many years that's been. When we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
It's Dawn for David and his team at First Equity Mortgage. Are you thinking about buying a home, or there's a special reason why you need to get into another home? Maybe you have a growing family or you're moving. Well, David and First Equity Mortgage, they're the ones to call. And especially because they will make you feel like you are being supported. They're the ones that pride themselves on prompt responses, explaining the process, and even helping first-time homebuyers get their ducks in a row. And I have a testimonial here. This is coming from Derek, and it says that David is our go-to for more than the last three mortgages we wanted. Kind, knowledgeable, and thorough, very professional. We will recommend David and his team to anyone and everyone we know. And if you think about refinancing, we did that with David a couple of years ago, and it was a great process. So call him 763-251-8000 or my talk keyword David.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Friday. Thanks for listening to The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on your favorite station, My Talk 107.1, that covers everything entertainment. Some news happening in Minnesota with your ability to call an Uber or a Lyft.
Yeah, you might not be able to do that for much longer. In fact, you probably heard the story that they might be leaving by the end of, or I think the beginning of May. Anyway, that's still up in the air. Who knows if that's really going to come to pass? And frankly, I don't even want to talk about the politics of it because it's a lot and there's a conversation to be had for sure. Right. We just don't have the time right now, nor the will, because we like to keep things a little lighthearted.
Right.
But to that end, Dawn, I was thinking to myself, okay, if they do leave, what the hell are we going to do? Because I think we've all been so conditioned to get around with Uber and Lyft over the last however many years. And maybe you have a preference for one over the other. We typically, if we use a rideshare service, it's usually Lyft because I think we get some like bonus points for Delta or something like that.
Oh, cool.
And usually it's like to and from the airport. I don't do a lot of like a lot of people use it like if they go out for a night and they want to drink. You know, I don't drink, so I don't have to do it. But like Jamie will do that, like if he's going out to a concert with friends or something. So that's like a big deal. And then, of course, just, you know, maybe you don't have a car and you would like to keep it that way. So use rideshare apps
to get to work.
I mean, I know it's an obvious question, but like, what are we going to do without it? Like, have you taken a cab lately?
I did. The last time I took a cab was whenever I was. I flew in here to interview.
Oh, God. So a number of years ago.
So, I mean, this is like almost eight years ago.
All right.
And the ride from the airport, I didn't have a lot of cash on me, was $55 to Hubbard. And I was like, uh-oh. And I met B. Arthur. And then at the end, I was like, can you reimburse me for the cab? She's like, absolutely. So that was nice. But I found it to be pretty expensive.
Yeah. And I think that that's probably changed somewhat. Like, I bet cabs are a little bit more competitive. I will say we just got in a cab on Monday when we got back, but we got back literally at midnight. And so I didn't want to have to, you know, you usually don't have to wait very long for a ride at the airport, a rideshare service like Uber or Lyft, maybe like 5-6 minutes. But I didn't want to wait that long.
Yeah.
Right. Because I was like, I want to get home and get to bed.
It was late.
Because I got to go to work the next day. Poor me. But literally there are cabs just sitting there waiting. And so we got in a cab and I think we maybe paid like a few dollars more.
Yeah.
But I'm curious if cabs, if we even have enough cabs. There are like 15. I was reading in this piece in the Star Tribune, and that's where I got this conversation from, is the Star Tribune was like, well, what are you going to do if there's no Uber and Lyft? And right now, there are upward of 12,000 Uber and Lyft drivers that work within city limits, according to those companies. And there are not that many cabs. So my point is, like, I don't know. Maybe there would be other app rideshare services that would comply with the ordinance that was passed in Minneapolis that would be able to serve people. But I just feel like that's a huge, that's going to create a huge hole.
Yeah. And there isn't enough time to, I've never put a company together, but to get a fleet of cars and people or organize my business, I don't think that a little over a month is going to do it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And again, I don't just think there are enough cabs. Like, I also wouldn't even know, I guess, that we'd have to go back to calling cabs. I used to use cabs a lot because I lived downtown for a period and didn't have a car.
Yeah.
So if I needed a cab at a time or a place when a bus wasn't easy enough, I would get in a cab. And remember, you had to like call.
Yeah,
and then you had to tell them where you were.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I thought about this when I was getting in the cab on Monday night. Like, I just told him where we lived, and the dude just knew.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
He knew.
Like, well, you know, like you get in an Uber.
Oh, and they have your account up, and it says your address.
And well, and it's showing them the directions.
Yeah, it shows
them. This guy just drove. I said, I live at blank. He drove there.
Mm, okay.
Like he in his head,
yes, because
knew how to do that.
Yeah, a driver, and I know
and
that
we used to do that all the time. Is my point?
Yeah, whenever Uber and Lyft became so popular, I did hear that many cab drivers ended up becoming Uber drivers.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, and I'm sure they do both, right? Like I bet there are cab drivers. I mean, I don't know how the cab business per se works, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were people that had all sorts of hats on, to try to, you know, and they're probably doing like DoorDash and Uber Eats and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
Because you can make some money on the side. But I'm just curious if like the good old fashioned, like I just imagine that there's a Danny DeVito somewhere in a wire cage that's going to be yelling into a little microphone.
Oh, my God. A dispatcher.
Yeah.
The cab dispatcher. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's see. I mean, what are we going to do? Use cabs, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't think there'll be enough. That's my point. Like, I just, yeah. I think that they, I hope that they work something out, because I don't think that there will be enough.
I'm sure they've reduced their fleets considerably to stay alive.
Yeah, and I don't think that even when rideshare companies came along, the Star Tribune article points out that at that time that Uber and Lyft came along, there were like 1,600 cabs around the Twin Cities.
Oh, okay.
And then they had some reporters go out and try to like use the cab system. And while you can, again, it's a more complicated process that maybe we don't have that muscle memory for. A lot of us like, sure. I got
to
call.
Wait a minute. I have to talk to a person?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything I can do on an app. That's why I loved ride share services. I loved it because I didn't have to talk to a person. I could go, can you take me from here to here? I knew the cost in advance.
Yeah. I mean, that was the thing. I would be watching the meter going, okay, I hope I have enough cash on me.
Exactly. That's what was icky about
cash. Can you hold on a second so I can run in and get some cash because I've only got this much versus an app where it's just all, I mean, we're so spoiled.
We are spoiled. We've got to remember we have a lot of options now that we didn't before.
Absolutely. So I hope the powers that be work things out so that people can get paid what they deserve. And also, we can have the convenience that we have looked forward to for years, Dawn.
Yes. And all those people, those workers who are depending on that for their job, their main source of income.
Yeah. And if you're out there driving right now, you're doing the Lord's work. Thank you.
Yes.
And I don't even want to think about all the crap they have to put up with.
Oh, gosh.
Especially late at night.
Literally.
I would not be driving late at night.
You wouldn't be driving late at night?
Hell no.
Boy, they sure are useful, though, whenever you arrive at the airport very late.
Oh, I'm talking about, like, the people that they have to pick up from bars and stuff in the middle of the night.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
that's a lot of mess. Aren't they something? Yeah.
Hey, when we come back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, I want to talk about one of my favorite TV shows of all time because it's turning 50 this year.
I'm so excited to talk about this.
Mike, were you too young to appreciate the cultural phenomenon that is Little House on the Prairie?
I was.
Okay. But you're aware of it.
I'm very much aware of it, yes.
Have you seen episodes?
Like, I've seen episodes, sure.
Reruns or whatever? Yeah. Although they didn't probably have reruns when you were a kid.
No. But I lived in, I lived near like Mankato, and I actually went to school over by Walnut Grove. We played Walnut Grove in football,
so I very much know the area,
and I know the story.
You can kind of just smell it, I'm sure. Well, good news, because when we come back, this weekend is the 50th anniversary cast reunion and festival. Not here. No, it's not taking place in the actual Walnut Grove or Mankato. It's taking place in Simi Valley, California, in a very... very accurate replica. I'll tell you about that. We'll talk about the cast reuniting, those who are left.
Aww.
And we'll relive our childhoods a little bit, Dawn. We come back right here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1. Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Alight. You know Alight, a Twin Cities-based organization doing tremendous work, 365 days a year. That work is so crucial because it deals with folks who are displaced. People just like you and me who've been forced to leave everything they have behind. Now, you don't turn on the TV, you don't open a social media feed and not see a story about folks on the move. On the move because of war, conflict, famine, so many reasons, including increasingly things like climate change. Now, those folks need access to lots. Shelter, food, clean drinking water, and Alight's team are on the ground 365 days a year, making sure folks have access to all those resources. You can support that work. You can be a part of the solution, even though it seems overwhelming. I promise you, you can do the doable with the help of Alight. Head to wearealight.org today.
I can't believe it's been 50 years for one of our favorite shows. Welcome back to this show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk.
Yes, in fact, Little House on the Prairie is turning 50 this year. We're old. But I was not alive when it premiered.
Oh, my God.
But if you are a child of the 70s and 80s, this music meant
There's Doc Baker.
You didn't have to do anything but sit back and pretend that the world was okay.
Right, because somebody's making maple syrup right out of a maple tree.
Or falling down a well.
Or getting scared by a... Well, we won't go into that episode.
Really.
Or Nellie Olson is terrorizing you.
I mean, there were lots of weird-ass episodes.
Oh, Carrie tumbling down the field. Oh.
We are talking, of course, about Little House on the Prairie. And it is celebrating its 50th anniversary. And this weekend, Little House on the Prairie anniversary cast reunion and festival is taking place in Simi Valley, California, with none other than Karen Grassel, Ma, Melissa Gilbert, Laura, and Allison Arngrim. Nellie will be participating along with a bunch of other former cast members all weekend long, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can still get tickets, Dawn. You want to head over to Simi Valley?
Yeah. I mean, these are the kinds of things I would do if I won Powerball.
Yeah.
I would be completely fine with not working. I'll tell you that much. I'm not one of those people that are like, oh, I'd still want to work.
No, nope. Those are all
liars. I'd be going away to the Little House on the Prairie reunion.
Well, and I saw this because they stopped by GMA and they did an interview, those three women that I told you about, of course, the iconic cast members from Little House on the Prairie. And they talked about, you know, the sort of meaning of the show now and why people continue to find it fabulous and fascinated by it, rather. And I just, it brought me back to that time, you know, like the world wasn't perfect. There were a lot of problems, but we were kids and we weren't thinking about complicated things.
I didn't know who was president.
Right. And I don't know about you, but it just has a sort of, it sits in my memory in a way. It's part of my childhood.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, also, I think probably in a way that I'm sure kids have that experience today, but it's different. We all had that experience because that's all we had.
Yes.
Right? Like kids today have 100 different Little House on the Prairies for themselves, whatever that means. It could be a YouTube channel, a TikTok thing.
Yeah.
Right? But for us, all we had was Little House on the Prairie.
Everybody watched this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you ended up having sitcom stuff that everybody watched, like Growing Pains and Silver Spoons and all of that. But this was like the one place where, and you mentioned this before the show, I liked how you summed it up, where you learned right from wrong.
Yeah.
Because there was always a lesson in it. Every episode had, like, that's why you shouldn't try to milk a cat or whatever it is.
What?
Don't know.
Missed that episode. Was that an episode?
No. I'm just saying.
Don't milk the cat.
Laura.
Jethro.
Yeah. Albert, what are you doing out there in the barn?
Don't milk the cat. Yes, there was a lesson in each one. And also, you know, they talked about this in the interview, like Michael Landon was, they called him a girl dad. He was TV's girl dad.
Yes.
But I honestly think he was just like everybody's dad. He was such, well, first of all, woof. I mean, he was a looker.
Oh,
he was
yes.
daddy.
God, when you look back at him, like I discovered that
chopping
about 10
wood.
Years ago. It was a thing to go, look at how hot Michael Landon was. And people were passing around like pictures of old Michael Landon shots, chopping wood with his shirt off. And I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
Pa is hot.
Well, and everybody wanted Karen Grassel as their ma because she was always so good. Like Michael Landon, he'd get angry, but ma wouldn't get angry.
Well, you got to have somebody that's going to get the belt out.
What? Michael Landon's taking his belt off? Okay.
Oh, like that guy, that Thor guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
anyway.
Right, now we're back at that. Okay.
No.
Anyway. But yeah, like if you got, you know, attacked by a rabid dog, you wanted to know that Michael Landon and Karen Grassel were going to be there to,
oh my gosh,
you know, keep you from getting rabies.
That's right. Wasn't that an episode?
I don't know. It must have been.
One of my favorite episodes is when God appears.
What,
it's
what
called The Lord
that?
Is My Shepherd.
Okay.
It was on the first season. And I think Laura got lost. Like she wasn't, like she's supposed to come home and then she ended up in the hills. And then this man came around
familiar.
And he
yes.
was a bearded guy.
Yeah.
And it was God. Supposed to be God helping her. And then they're like, where was that man? Oh, a man helped me.
Oh, and they're like, there's no man.
There was no man.
That was Jesus.
And then they're like, hmm. And then she was like, Jesus.
Season 1, episode
13.
Well, this one says episode 14. Mm. Oh, there was part one and two.
Oh, that's right. It was an extra special.
Jealous of the attention Charles showers on his newborn son, Laura longs for the place she believes she's lost in her pa's affections, and angrily, I do remember this, refuses to pray for little brother to get well, and he becomes seriously ill.
Oh my God, that's right. God, it was so serious.
This is so intense.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and I absolutely loved as a kid, like whenever Nellie Olson was in it, I actually loved Nellie because she got to be the villain, and that's what I wanted to
Of course, that's the fun. That's the like you always wanted to be Nellie. Because well, here's the other reason I wanted to be Nellie. She lived in that damn store and had access to all that candy.
Remember, she used to, her and Willie used to go in there and eat candy in front of Laura and Mary, yeah, just trying like, to get a sack of flour.
But also, wasn't Nellie adopted? And didn't they find her like in a box? Wasn't there like an episode where they found her? She was found in a box. Or she was living in a box or something?
Yeah.
Did I just make that up?
No, I think you're right. Because they ran out of ideas, and they're like, let's...
Well, because... I'm going to have to go back and remember. But I just remember, like, she was living on the street is my point.
Well, Albert was living on the street.
Oh, maybe it was
Mankato,
Albert.
In Mankato or some other town. I think it's Mankato, where he would go to shop, and then maybe he found Albert. And so he brought Albert home, and he became a part of their family. That's when the kids started to get older, and they always introduced another kid.
Yeah, you always
got
to get little kids.
Do you know who played God in that episode?
No.
Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, my gosh.
He was God in that episode, as I'm looking it up right now.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if God actually was Ernest Borgnine, because if you'll remember, before he did pass away, he did, right?
Yeah.
The whole thing was, there was a website that was like, is Ernest Borgnine? Or no, that's God? Abe Vigoda.
Oh, my God.
Remember the Abe Vigoda thing? No. Now I thought it was Ernest Borgnine. Anyway, there was a whole thing about... Never mind. He was also in The Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with
Shelley Winter's husband.
I'm obsessed with The Poseidon Adventure.
That's a great movie.
It really is. So campy and crazy.
Anyway, back to Little House on the Prairie. Sorry. Sidetrack.
I read all the books several times. And I know that it was something like that you would gift somebody, and you actually gifted someone in your family.
I gave my niece the books.
The books, and mm-hmm. you can kind of find them sometimes in flea markets or things like that. But.
Yeah, but I honestly, and I think, I don't remember if I get, because you know, Colleen Lindstrom, her favorite TV show of all time was Little House on the Prairie. And I
thought
actually,
it was Brady Bunch.
Well, that too, but
yeah,
Little House, I found a picture. It was a water pitcher, right, Colin?
Oh, I thought we were just saying
from
picture.
The set of a pitcher.
Oh,
not like
from
a
the
pitcher,
set
from the set of Little House
on
the Prairie.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Wow,
I know.
That's really cool.
But no, I always and like I was obsessed with Harriet because she was so mean. But I kind of loved
Olsen.
It. Yeah, Mrs. Olsen.
That actress. I mean,
Catherine McGregor,
and the whole joke that she was
and
just
Nell.
This tyrant.
And he was just like a spurn or, you know, put upon husband.
Oh, he was so whipped.
Yeah.
By Harriet. I mean,
but she was kind of
Mr. Olson.
She was kind of fun, though.
She was you nice. Have to have a villain.
Yeah.
And her and Nellie were the villains. And Willie
but
was
they were
also
like
terrible.
Good villains because, you know,
they always got caught doing their villainous ways.
Yeah.
So, man, you know what? We made Alexis made. This is terrible. But on the Jason and Alexis show every morning from 6 to 9 a.m.
on My Talk 107.1.
On My Talk 107.1. Alexis was reviewing episodes of Little House for a while. We're like, you should do this. And then she's like, this is a lot to do. She had all these other stuff. And she's like, I don't want to do it anymore. Because it became like, but it was so funny.
Oh, I'm sure.
Her telling, her talking about episodes of Little House on the Prairie. That's a radio treasure. I got to try to hunt those up.
Well, because
up.
If you, like, we've talked about a few of them, but just the put-ups, the synopses, plots, were pretty far-fetched in a lot of them, especially as time went on, because they did have to, you know, create such bizarre...
Yeah, plot lines, yeah. And there are issues with, some of the episodes, you're like, yeah, that's not a good one.
Well, yeah, there was a very special episode, right? Dealt with sexual assault.
Yes, there was a mime in a barn.
Yeah, it was
that was hard as a kid to watch that because I didn't understand what
I know. Well,
on.
It's so.
Neither do I right now.
What?
I need to watch this episode apparently because I'm missing it.
No, it's it's just like you. Let me put it this way, Mike.
Yeah.
Back then, and sitcoms did this all the time. In fact, we used to do a whole segment on the show before
Difficult
this show
episodes.
Called Very Special Episode.
Oh.
And there would be these just like heavy, emotional, gripping stories of like maybe sexual assault or...
Yes, on Different Strokes. They did that as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
But within the context of a funny 30-minute show.
Sure.
And so it's just a weird thing.
Really weird.
Now, in the case of Little House, it was more of a serious show, not so much. So it wasn't as bizarre, but still kind of
it's
like watching
show.
Back.
Yeah.
I think we'd be like, maybe you're beating people over the head with this serious topic
it's a
in a way.
Too heavy handed.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But still important at the time because, you know, as kids, again, we learned, literally, we learned right and wrong from television.
That's true.
Well, at least I did. I was a latchkey kid.
Well,
so
no,
I came
home
and got my lessons in right and wrong watching, you know, all my favorite sitcoms.
I think all parents just relied on TV to teach their kids lessons.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it's taken care of. He-Man has that message at the end. It's fine.
Yeah.
She'll be fine.
Well, again, if you want.
How do you watch old episodes, I wonder?
Oh, they're online. I know you can watch them because they were all on DVD, which means they're clearly going to be streaming somewhere.
Sure.
I bet there's a Tubi channel or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Looks like there's a Pluto channel. Also, I think they're all on Peacock as well, it looks like.
Oh, okay. I have that.
You have that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, good. Then you can go watch old episodes. It will, I bet, just make... Well, I don't know. It'd be interesting. I feel like you'd get the warm and fuzzies, but you might also go, what the hell is this?
I wonder if a younger generation today would be able to watch it and feel anything at all.
Mm.
Or maybe it was just a cultural phenomenon that was only able to live and survive in the 70s.
Well, she's, you know, on this GMA interview, Karen Grassl did say that people have continued to watch the show long after it was on by saying, quote, people are finding values, comfort, and a message that they long for. And I think, you know, it's just simple human decency.
Oh.
And Alison Arngrim said that the staying power of the show is absolutely mind-blowing.
Yes. And what a lovely lady she is. That is the woman
who
played Nellie.
Yeah, she's a hoot and a holler.
She really is a delightful person. Yeah. We both had a chance to interview her. Uh-huh.
Yeah, in fact, and Laura Ingalls Wilder, Melissa Gilbert, she was in town 100 years ago doing the musical. Wait, was that Little House on the Prairie, the musical that she was in at the Orpheum, I think?
What?
And I just remember going to see her and thinking, this is crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And she was also the president of SAG-AFTRA for
That's
a very
true.
Long time.
Right before, I think she was before Fran Drescher, right?
I think so, yeah.
And I think they don't get along, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Who would beef between them.
Who wouldn't like Laura Ingalls?
Oh, my God. Mike, we got to go because your game is coming up next, and we're just yapping about our past. We'll be right back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1.
Happy Friday. Thank you for listening to our show. It's going to be a snowy weekend, and just to pump ourselves up for what we have to do, like jump into a frozen lake, Bradley.
I was going to say, are you guys joining me?
I thought I might show up.
Okay.
I don't want to get in, but I'll be there to support you.
I need you to jump in.
Uh-oh. Well, let's just play a game with Mike right now.
Okay, fine.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
It is how we wrap up every show, but of course we wrap up the week by playing a competitive game, or I should say a game where the two of you work together. Cooperative game.
Cooperative.
Is what we play. And there goes the wheel. Let's find out what we're going to be playing today. It's time for the, and I told you guys, 25-cent pyramid.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Order.
I've been working hard to get, to up the game's budget a little bit, but I've got a quarter for you.
Okay.
Great.
But of course, only if you win.
Uh-oh.
You guys know how it works.
No pressure.
It's the winner's circle round. It's the end of the pyramid game where there's a pyramid of six different categories. Now, again, this is the game where you can't use your hands. You can't do, like, you know, opposites or sounds like or whatever. You just have to read what you're trying to describe to your opponent and give examples of those things.
Okay.
So sounds if it's good.
Yeah, things that you hug or whatever, you just got to say things that you hug.
Yeah.
You can't say when you wrap your arms around somebody. That's different. You have to say examples. So that's how we play this game. Who wants to go first?
Dawn, I think you need me to go first because you're looking kind of quizzical.
Yeah. Oh, you guys crush this every time we play it.
We've played this 14 times.
You'll be able to do it. But
okay.
I'll start.
You're going to go first?
All right.
All right. You guys know how it works. When you start giving clues, I will start the timer.
Eagle, sparrow, robin, blue jay.
Types of birds.
Nice. Nike, Adidas.
Types of sneakers. Brands of sneakers.
The Daily Mail, the Star Tribune, Duluth
Newspapers.
Weekly. Food's on.
A way to call someone for dinner.
Dinner I've ever made you, people that are buying dinners at my restaurant.
Oh my gosh. customers.
You guys are going to eat the food I'm making.
You're the chef. Things chefs would say.
There you go.
Identical, fraternal.
Twins.
Death.
Uh-huh.
Money from your uncle.
Oh, an inheritance. This is a trust fund. This is a will.
10 seconds.
This is
bad news.
Uh-oh, somebody's died. Ways you find out your relative died.
Chocolate.
Obituary. Chocolate?
This is hard. What would you say, Mike?
Bad news.
A paycheck. A notice?
What would it be?
Things you give people on
close,
a Friday.
Close.
Hard to hear
things
news.
You...
Hard to hear news?
Yes.
Not
is that
give.
What it is?
No, I'm...
Oh, hard to hear news. Receiving...
A check from your uncle was a good one, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, like...
Or like money for gas.
Payment for something.
Oh.
Like for a road trip.
Oh my God.
Payment for services.
Things you
accept.
Payment.
No,
it's
the
accept.
Answer. Things you accept.
Things you accept?
Things you accept is what it was. So that is a tough one.
You were close.
Oh no.
So far this
chocolate
quarter.
Chocolate made me just really my head spin. Okay.
This quarter is staying deeply in my pocket for now. Let's see if you guys can steal
Come
it from
on
me.
Now.
Again,
we got 5 out of 6.
Yeah, you did really, really well. You got there. That's how the game works, is those first 4 are usually pretty quick, and then you got to get those last 2. Let's see how it goes. Mm-hmm. Dawn, you can flip it over and start looking, and as soon as you start giving clues, I will start the timer.
Okay. This happens whenever it rains.
Things that get wet.
Stuff
gets wet. Wet things.
This is why the rain comes down, and this is what you get out.
Drops? Droplets?
How you
Water?
Protect yourself from the rain.
Raincoat? Umbrella?
These are a series of...
Give examples of it.
Oh, okay. General.
There you go.
Sergeant. Admiral.
So, positions in the military.
There you go.
Oh, the baby's coming.
Things you say when you're giving birth. Things you do when you're...
I'm having another contraction.
Going into labor. Things you say when you're in labor, when you're giving birth.
Only
you tell
I can
your husband.
Experience this because
things
I'm
women
a woman.
Say...
Oh my gosh.
What the hell?
Mike! Why wouldn't you
I don't think
those?
You need to go after Mike here, honey.
What? I don't know how to play this game anymore.
Yeah. There was a little struggle there.
What a pregnant woman might say.
Yeah, I'm so big right now. I can't wait till this baby comes out.
Oh, that would have been, okay.
I'm having another contraction.
But then you're in labor at that. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, he kept going to the labor thing, which made it tough.
Okay.
And the first one was like, it rains or it's too sunny and I'm going to the beach.
Yeah.
Like why you use an umbrella was the first one.
Oh, got it.
Try to get the rest of them. We've got time.
Got?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So again, just give
books,
examples. There you go.
Pencils, paper.
School supplies.
There you go.
cocaine,
drugs.
I knew you were going to go right there.
Illegal drugs. Things that are illegal.
She said a script after that.
A script.
Oh, a script. Things that you snort. Things that you memorize. Things that
cocaine,
you...
a script. If you're walking straight, it's a...
Can't do that, though.
No, I can't.
How about if I said straight and parallel?
Directions? Wait.
Squiggly.
Straight. Oh, things that are lines.
Parallel lines. Types of lines.
Types of lines.
All righty. Let's see who wants to do that last one. There's one in the middle between the two.
Not me.
You want me to give it to you? No.
Yes, please.
Okay, girl.
All right. Let's see if you guys can run through these final six quickly. You got an opportunity to win this quarter that I am saving for the two of you if you are victorious.
We're going to get it.
It's the 25-cent pyramid.
I can feel it.
We go. Start giving the clues, and I'll start the timer.
Facts of life, different strokes, family ties.
Sitcoms.
Bombs.
Warfare.
Water balloons.
Things you drop. Things you throw. Things that explode.
Yes. Toss me to another person. I'm in a game right now.
Oh, water balloon?
I'm in a game and I'm a flat round thing that's flying through the air. Nose. Traffic.
Oh, cone?
Your nose when it's... got an illness inside.
Oh,
traffic when there's a lot of cars.
It's slimy. It's
your lungs.
Congested.
There you go.
Your face, your butt, anything after
body.
You get old.
It's wrinkles. Things that wrinkle, things that sag.
Yeah.
There you go. Last one. Here we go.
TV channel, the heat, a dial on your stove when you're changing the temperature.
So close.
So close.
The temperature, the volume of the television.
Oh.
Your bra.
Things you take off.
Your uncomfortable bra.
Things you hate. Things you turn up.
The temperature in your car.
Things you cool down.
Adjust. The UHF.
Adjust.
Things you adjust. Your junk.
I have literally...
We did great. 5 out of 6.
So much
twice.
In that
good
game.
Job, John.
I can't believe that.
You did great.
Hey,
when
I'm proud
we
of
come
it.
Back, we're gone.
Yeah.
But Lori and Julia will be here. You guys have a fabulous weekend. Stay dry. How many inches we getting? Quick.
14.
Things that you say
Mike
to your partner.
Mike says 14. No.
What?
Oh, shoot. How many inches are you getting this weekend? How many inches?
I don't know. 12.
Oh, so happy right now.
My Talk 107.1.
Everything.
Bye. Entertainment.